It's 5 degrees and partly cloudy. I'm Christine Hosler with 91XNews. There's going to be a new boat bobbing on the Bay of Quinte. Quinte Search and Rescue has commissioned a new 29-foot rescue vessel after receiving a $70,000 grant from the Ontario Trillium Foundation. The new craft will replace the 33-year-old pleasure craft that has been doing human work as search and rescue vessel for the past 3 years. The Bleasdale Boulder Conservation Area will be revealing a new feature to the conservation area on Thursday. QR codes, barcodes which can be scanned with smartphones, are being put up at several of the area's conservation sites. Daryl Orr, communications officer with Lower Trent Conservation, says they will be looking to expand the role of QR codes.
In the future, we're hoping to, you know, extend that even into interpretive trail markings and that kind of thing.
The unveiling takes place this Thursday at 10 a.m. Green Party leader Elizabeth May has lost in her last-ditch effort to get into the televised leaders' debate. Federal Court Judge Mark Nadin has decided not to expedite the case before the first debate on Tuesday. Canadian Press reporter Terry Pedwell says the Greens were hoping the court would agree to hear her case and rule before the debates got underway next week.
Party lawyer Peter Rosenthal argued the guidelines used to decide who's in the debates change with every election and are constitutionally deficient. But a lawyer for the media consortium that's running the debates argued the matter was too complex to be heard fully within a matter of days. And the Greens wanted a judicial review of a CRTC policy that says broadcasters do not have to include all political parties in debates.
The body of a dog was removed from a home in Marmara. The Ontario Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals was contacted Sunday after neighbors were concerned tenants at the house on Hastings Avenue had moved out and left the animals behind. Investigator Tex Riddler says the dog was found dead in a cage. Investigators returned Monday to remove the animal's body, along with a sick guinea pig, some fish in an aquarium, and 3 reptiles. The reptiles and fish are in the care of the Ontario Humane Society in Belleville, except the guinea pig, which is at a veterinarian. The OSPCA is continuing its investigation. The reins just got a lot tighter around British Columbia's sled dog industry. 10 recommendations were made to animal cruelty laws after the slaughter of 70 to 100 dogs last April, when bookings apparently collapsed for Whistler's Howling Dog Tours following the 2010 Vancouver Olympics. Task Force Chairman Terry Lake outlined one recommendation aimed at reassuring anyone hoping to enjoy a sled dog tour.
To encourage the development of a self-sustaining sled dog industry association and certification program that will strengthen the industry and assure British Columbians and tourists that these operations are carried out in a socially responsible manner.
Premier Christy Clark says her government will adopt all the recommendations, including increases to fines up to $75,000 and 24 months in jail for the worst cases. That's 91X News to 303. Here's Leah Vandenberg with sports.
Good afternoon. I'm Leah Vandenberg with 91X Sports. The Wellington Dukes are on the road to Oakville tomorrow in Game 2 of the OJAHL's Buckland Cup. A busy night in the NHL with 9 games on tap. 5 Canadian teams are in action, with the Leafs still pushing for a playoff spot as they host the Capitals. Chicago is in Montreal, Edmonton plays host to Vancouver, and Philadelphia travels to Ottawa. The Blue Jays will take on the Oakland Athletic in baseball action tonight. And right now, the Arizona Diamondbacks are facing off against the Chicago Cubs. Both are at 0 at the bottom of the second. And the Raptors are also playing tonight when they take on the New York Knicks. University of Connecticut police say they arrested 23 people celebrating the Huskies NCAA's men's basketball championship last night. Most were apprehended for vandalism, and of the 23 arrested, 10 are UConn students. The Huskies are scheduled to return this afternoon following their 53-41 win over Butler. Dwayne DeRosario has been traded to the New York Red Bulls only 2 games into the Major League Soccer season. The star midfielder realized he didn't want to play under the weight of his contract frustrations or be a negative influence in the locker room. DeRosario says he knew it was time to move on from Toronto FC. His contract status remains unchanged, but he hopes to earn designated player status. Scotland took sole possession of the first World Men's Curling Championship today with a 5-3 win over China. The win improved Scotland's record to 6-0. Canada's Jeff Stoughton puts his 5-0 mark on the line this afternoon against France before squaring off against the Scots tonight. That's sports. Here's Christine Hosler with 91X Weather.
Today, cloudy with sunny periods, 30% chance of showers this afternoon, clearing later this evening and a high of 6. Tonight, clear and a low of -1. Tomorrow, increasing cloudiness with a chance of wet flurries in the morning, a chance of rain later on, clearing in the evening and a high of 8. Thursday, sunny, low minus 5, and a high of 9. Right now, it's 5 degrees. I'm Christine Hostler with Leah Vandenberg. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4 o'clock.